Welcome back to another Edge Got In podcast. Thank you for joining us today, where we are maximizing your human potential in Christ. One of our founding verses is from Galatians 5:1, which says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery." I'll say that one more time. It is for freedom, that Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and don't allow yourself, there's a choice point, don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery. In today's podcast, we're going to explore your yoke of slavery. We're also going to explore two different groups of scriptures that talk about a choice point, to believe or not to believe, and the power in your choice, which will make all the difference in the outcomes you experience, as we will see firsthand as we walk through the scriptures together today. Thank you for joining us. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, sweet Jesus. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for a new gift of life, and thank you for the opportunity to learn about freedom. Thank you for the opportunity to learn what it means to have faith, to choose, to believe or not to believe, that we have that ability woven within every choice point, every decision, to believe or not to believe, that you are with us, that you have plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us hope and a future, that the battle is not ours, that you have already overcome all that we feel has overcome us, that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit that sets us free. Dear Lord, we pray for the grace of freedom today. Give us the grace to drop the trinkets, to look away from the shiny objects that are distracting us from igniting the same Spirit that rose you from the grave. We are only pulling out a small little piece of change daily in your abundant bank of mercy and grace, guidance, wisdom, and freedom. Ignite us, Lord, with a passion, a desire, a determination to leave what is behind and to press on to what is ahead, to grab a hold of everything that you have grabbed a hold of us for, so that we could be free and we can walk and not grow weary. We will run and not faint. Father God, we are nothing without you. Remind our mind of what our soul always knows, what the power of the Spirit within us always knows, that victory is yours. And you have come to set us free. We're the ones that are burdening ourselves. Help us, Lord. We give you permission to override us when we are pushing through the flesh, trying to accomplish things that we want to accomplish, but aren't even in accordance with your will. Grant us the grace of faith and release to know that your plans are far beyond what I can see, ear can hear, and mind can comprehend, so that we can truly experience the peace that passes all human understanding. I pray for every caller that is joining us today, that is listening to the replay of this podcast, that you would bless them, open their eyes, give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend the power of your scripture and invitation for freedom, and freedom through the archway of belief. Thank you, Lord, for a new day of life. In your most precious name we pray, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's jump in this morning. We're going to be looking at two different scriptures. The title of today's podcast is Freedom, to Believe or Not to Believe. The choice is yours and makes all the difference in the outcomes you experience in life. The learning objective is simple: to ignite your faith, to believe, and be free. Before we jump in, I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit, what are three things, dear Lord, for me today, to remind my mind of what I feel like when I'm free in you, what I sound like when I'm free in you, what my facial expressions look like, my intonation, my engagement and ability to be present. Remind me, Jesus, one to three things today for me. and then we'll jump in. Two different scriptures, one from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, and one from the book of Mark chapter 6, 1 through 10. I'm going to begin with Mark. Now, perhaps you can relate to this. This is Jesus going to his hometown. Now, word has gotten out. Previous, before this, he just rose a little girl. He by his presence, and we just encountered the story where Jesus met the little girl who had died, and he walked up to the people and said, "Hey, what do you guys, what's all the commotion and the wailing? This child isn't dead, just asleep." He believed, he has faith, he's the Son of God. He conquers death. He walks in and he says, Talitha kum, little girl, I say to you, get up." Jesus is saying that to all of us today. I say to you, get up. Jesus is constantly encouraging us to pick up our mat and go. And our topic for today is to pick up the mat of unbelief. Dear Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. So then Jesus went to his hometown right after this occurred, accompanied by his disciples, and he's hanging out with his peeps. He's in his tribe. He's going back. Perhaps anybody on this call, perhaps we can all share stories of family conflict, of going back into our tribe. And Jesus is experiencing the conflict of lack of belief. Wait a second. Isn't this Mary's son? And the brother of James, Judas, Simon, aren't his sisters with us? So they're bringing him back to the flesh. We see from the fleshly point of view constantly, and that limits our belief, which limits the miracles and the ability for God to work miraculous things in our lives. So here it is. Well, wait a second. This is who you are in the world. Perhaps you've heard that voice of people around you. No, 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 wait a minute. That's not who you are when you're standing for Christ. Come and join us in the world. And Jesus said to them, only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honor. Because he went there, and if you notice the pattern of conversation that Jesus uses with the people he heals is, "Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well." Pick up, "Wow, your faith has made you well." And Jesus was unable to perform many miracles in his hometown because of one thing: lack of faith. He couldn't do any miracles there except a few things, laying on of hands, just a few sick people, because perhaps, obviously, they had the faith to believe in spite of familiarity. Familiarity breeds complacency, and it does in our faith too. We live in America, people. And if you live in America, it's easy to fall asleep simply because it's right in front of you. If you pick up and you live in China and you live in different areas where you're persecuted and you're unallowed to be able to openly and publicly practice your faith, then there's a fire that's ignited within. Pray for that fire, even though we're allowed to do it here and there's no immediate consequences yet. We're seeing a few things, a few rumblings here and there. So Jesus is in his hometown, can't do many miracles here because of lack of faith. Now, I'm inspired to be able to put this out today because I heard a talk by a woman who was left as an infant with a note that said unwanted and unnamed. Unwanted and unnamed. For 8 years, she was abused in her early childhood. She now runs a very large refuge for those who are human trafficked. Perhaps you've heard of her, Christine Kane. She's Greek. My husband's Greek. So I really resonated with her presentation and how she spoke about the scriptures. She spoke about these two scriptures, which is why I'm bringing them to you today, because this is such a powerful aha moment for all of us. The word marveled is only used two times in all the scriptures from Jesus. I think it's used 64 times in the rest of the scriptures. Jesus only uses the word marveled two times in all four Gospels. The first time he uses the word marveled is right here. Jesus marveled at their lack of faith. He marveled at their lack of faith. The definition of marveled, there's a Greek word too. It's the pronunciation, I'm sure I'm not getting right. I should ask my husband to jump on for this one. It's phasmazo. And it means to be filled with wonder or astonishment. Wow. Now, isn't this interesting? The Son of God is wowed. Wow. Jesus marveled at their lack of faith. So, as a result of lack of faith, he could not work his wonders, the wonders, because the archway of the wonderment of God walks through faith. Just like the blind man, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That is a main prayer. Perhaps that's one of your 1 to 3 takeaways, is just a soundbite. Lord, when you're feeling that lack of faith, have that as your anchor statement to rebuke that lack of faith. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Then we flip to Luke. Luke chapter 7, second time Jesus uses the word marveled. And it's when Jesus had finished saying all this to the people, and he had just spoke about a tree with fruit, good fruit, bad fruit, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. This is in chapter 6, setting up chapter 7. And he speaks about the wise and foolish builder, the one who hears the word of God and builds it on a sound foundation, and the one who doesn't. And it collapses when the pressure of the world, the screams of the world, dilute faith and confidence in Christ. And so we get to chapter 7, which says, this is the faith of the centurion. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. And there's a centurion there, a centurion servant who was the master, and he was highly, highly valued by the Jewish community. Why? Because he helped build their temple. And so he had credibility. And so this is a very interesting setup here. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some of the elders of the Jews to ask him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him. The elders of the Jews pleaded with Jesus earnestly and saying to him, this man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation. And he's helped build our synagogue. So Jesus goes with him. He goes right with him. He is not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to him to say to him, don't trouble yourself. And this is the faith part. I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. This is faith. This is faith, brothers and sisters, unleashed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go here. I tell another one, come, go, do this. I say to the servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled. Second time Jesus uses this Greek word marveled. He was amazed, filled with wonderment. And turned to the crowd and said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith, even in Israel. Two times Jesus marvels. Does Jesus marvel at your faith? Has Jesus marveled at your choice to give more authority to God's good plan for you and his will when things don't show up the way you want them to, when you don't get your way? When you think that something should be yours and you have a sense of entitlement and it goes to your colleague, do you still believe, dear God, thank you for blessing my colleague? And I trust you have something better for me, specific just for me, because you have plans to prosper me and not to harm me, to give me a hope and a future. Or are you in the story we find in Mark? Are you in the hometown? Which character are you today? Are you the centurion? Jesus, don't even come to my house. I'm not even worthy to have you enter my roof. Which, by the way, in the Eucharist, in the Catholic faith, before taking the bread, the body of Christ, the phrase is, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof." Are you the centurion that has that humble statement of faith and belief unleashed, with which unleashed the miracle? Jesus, in spite of that, didn't even go to the man's house. The servant, they returned back. The men who had been sent returned back to the house because Jesus said, "Go back. He's healed," and the servant was well. Just like that, brothers and sisters, as an advanced cancer conqueror, and one who has carried through two of life's top stressors at the same time, in the eye of the storm, when I went through advanced cancer and divorce at the same time, I can assure you of one thing: with every storm, Jesus comes too. So much so that when you truly know this down to the cellular level, this faith is ignited within you to be able to say, "I know and I believe that you will weave this together for an ultimate good in my favor. And you will do an even greater good than had this misfortune not even happened." That's the kind of faith that we're invited to here today. Are you the centurion? Are you amongst the crowd in Jesus' hometown? The difference in choice point is huge and will make all the difference in the outcomes you experience. Now, to tie these two scriptures together, Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, and Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. One scripture to carry within your heart, and one of the foundational scriptures I began this podcast with from Edge God In Ministries, edgegodin.com Ministries, is Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Freedom, not to be burdened, to have choice, to be able to choose this or that, to be able to say this or that. This is the beautiful freedom that we have in America. It's the freedom that Christ invites us to, far above any of the momentary troubles in the world. We're told also in Scripture that we can be burdened by envy and selfish ambitions and vain conceits. We can be burdened by being oppressed by taking offense. Perhaps there's someone out here today that's burdened by quickly taking offense. You're constantly living in a defensive mode. How's that working out for you? How does that open up your soul to the peace that passes all human understanding? To be in that place of quickly taking offense, what other people say, what they do, what they don't do. Jesus often will say to me when I'm bumping around in the darkness of my own will, "Have you had enough? Or are you done yet? Are you done yet? Are you done standing in the crowd of the hometown, restricting what I want to do in your life?" Jesus desired. It's not like he couldn't do these miracles. It's not like he couldn't heal all these people. It was their lack of faith that blocked it from being a reality in their life. And it's our lack of faith that blocks the marvelous, wondrous work of God in our life. Do you believe? Do you have the centurion's faith? "Lord, just say the word and it will be done." This week, I invite you to do a negativity detox for more freedom in your life. Detox those external triggers in your life. This is a powerful invitation, particularly since we're coming up on celebrating the freedom of our country on July 4th. I invite you into a negativity detox. List, just brainstorm those external triggers in your life with which restrict your freedom to choose victory and God's peace. Perhaps it's social media. That's a big one. You read something on social media, instantly you're triggered into offense. You feel that you have to defend a position, a positionality. Wow. Can you imagine waking up tomorrow and you didn't even have that on your radar? The freed up mind space that you can use to praise and glorify God and seek his will in your life? How much lighter you would feel? Come to me, all who labor in the world, trying to win the approval of the world, trying to win the approval or trying to be right, liked, or understood. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me. Learn from Jesus. These two scriptures, I highly encourage you dropping into with the Holy Spirit and really going in with a clear, transparent, authentic conversation with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, am I in the crowd of the hometown? What percentage of my mind space is represented in the crowd of Jesus' hometown? This is just the carpenter. Where are you saying that in your life? Or are you the centurion? Holy Spirit, help me to have a centurion faith today. Lord, I believe. You don't even have to do anything other than say it, and it's done. I believe your word. I believe you at your word. This is a powerful invitation for more freedom. Go for more freedom this week. The freedom to walk and not grow weary, run and not faint. Recently, I had this vision of walking with Christ as a child and holding on to his hand and wanting to step ahead. And the part that I was really tuning into is my feet walking in the same pace as Jesus' feet. And then I started moving quickly ahead, and I felt this choice point of staying side by side. Walk with me, not in front of me, not behind me. Walk with me and believe. So I invite you today to memorize Galatians 5:1 as part of this negativity detox. I also invite you to come up with a phrase that you will use to rebuke the unbelief. Whether it's, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Whether it's, no, it is for freedom that Christ has set me free. I choose to stand firm and not allow myself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery. What is your yoke of slavery today? Write it down. As soon as you can create a container, the more containers you can create, the freer you will become. The way the thoughts work in the mind is it's a virus, and it will hunt and gather. This is why Jesus said, when a house is clear and clean, if it's not filled with the power of God and Christ enters the mind and the heart, then whatever that is that was cleared momentarily, whether it's self-doubt, worry, shame, fear, whatever the little serpent is that you are occupying as the landlord and giving breakfast in bed to and serving coffee when they wake up in the morning. Here you go, fear. Can I get you another cup? Whatever it is, once it's cleared out, if you do not fill your mind and your soul with the word of God in the presence of Christ, then it will come back and expand very, very quickly. And so create a container to that fear. Where do you feel it in your body? That's one container. Well, my chest gets tight. That's one container. Okay, let's do some deep breathing on that to release it. Breathe in the Holy Spirit, exhale the fear. Breathe in the Holy Spirit, exhale the fear that's contained in your chest. Because what happens when we are triggered into a lack of belief and fear, doubt, and worry start to slither in and take over our thinking, and our filters become filtered by fear, self-doubt, and worry, we start to judge, condemn, we become suspicious, we become criticize, and we become in a negative space that represents the ways of the world versus the ways of God. And Jesus is always calling us out and up